Okay, Rabotai. One word on the Parashat, Parashat Hayesara. Parashah is the Parashah of the Shidduch between Yitzhak Rabinu and Rivka Imenu. And the Shadchan, who goes in between, is none other than Eliezer Ever Avraham. And Eliezer is sworn by Avraham Abinu that he's not going to take a girl from Kenani. So Eliezer makes a tefillah. It says, and he takes his camels and he takes all of his men. Vayakom vayedech alaram naraim elid nachor. Vayevrech hagimalim mechutz la'ir be'er amayim. And they get to the Be'er HaMayim, they get to the well, Le'et Erev. I don't know why I asked to say Le'et Erev. What's the difference when he got there? Le'et Erev. He got there close to dusk. And if he got there at Mincha Gedola, and if he got there at Chatzot, and if he got there at Vatikin, Sam, giving you the time when he got there.
Would it be more abnormal to meet like that? Would they normally out in the evening like that? Maybe it's like a miracle?
To publicize the miracle.
Evening, they come out in the evening?
Mm-hmm. It could be. And Afidu that I had it. Huh? Afidu that I had it.
Evening or evening?
Afidu that I had it. So I'm looking at it. She doesn't tell me anything about the Ayat Erev. I'm just looking now. Anybody? Say, phone? No, nothing in the Ayat Erev. Okay, fine. If nobody's talking about it, must be it's not an item. Otherwise, they all would have jumped and they would have said, hey, what's going on over here? Nobody bothered. Okay, anyway, they get to the well. So Abraham Eliezer said, listen, Borei Olam, I need a siman. Vayomar, Hashem Elohe Adonai Abraham, akrena lefanai hayom. I didn't come to talk about this today, but Stam, you should be aware of the word that Eliezer uses, hakre. Usually we're against that word. Akre is like Lashon Mikre. And everybody tells us there's no such thing as Mikre. And Eliezer uses the word Akre. He should say, Hashkachna. Let me see your divine providence today. Akre na, make like a Mikre. Eliezer was concerned. Because whatever's going to happen in the first Shidduch in history, it's going to be the template for all shidduchim in history. Ma'aseh avot siman lebanim. So the Ezer knows that Yitzhak Aminu can find the shidduch, it'll be a nes galui, it'll be an open miracle. It'll be like Kiryat Yam Suf, they compare it to. But Eliezer was concerned, if Yitzhak is going to get it bederech nes galui, that means that's the way shidduchim are going to have to work. And not everybody is ra'ui for a nes galui. And the future generations, they're not worthy like Yitzhak. And therefore, if the first shidduch happens with a nes galui, that's going to be the last shidduch also. Because none of the children are ra'ui for it. So therefore, Eliezer says clearly in his words, "Akrenai, let it happen. Let it happen in a normal way where it looks like Mikre happened to be and then Nasib and I met her and she was there. No, no, no. Let it happen in that way because if it happens in the Hakre way, it'll happen for the future as well. That's a Derek Agav on the Hakre. I think it answers another question also, that Hakre. When Avraham Avinu makes Eliezer swear, Simna yadecha ta'at yadechi v'ashbi'acha, he makes him make a shivua, v'ara shelo tikach. So the language that's used over here, ve'asita imadi chesed ve'emet. I understand the chesed, but what's the emet? Baruch Hashem Elohei Adonai Olam Asher Lo Azav Hasdo Ve'amito. There's a chesed and an emet in this story over here. I don't know what the emet is. You know when you see the word emet, chesed ve'emet, that's when somebody dies. That's called chesed shel emet. Because you don't anticipate to get paid back, so that's called chesed shel emet. So it's possible that the chesed was for the living, for Yitzhak, and the emet was for the future generations that weren't born yet. It had to be done in a way where it benefits the future, the non-living as well. Emet is used by the non-living. How's it going to benefit the non-living? Hakreh. Shidduchim are going to happen in a mikre way. Happened to meet her, and she happened to ask, and she happened to... Although, Yitzhak Avinu didn't have to happen that way. Yitzhak Avinu could have happened where Eliezer landed on Laban's roof, and he didn't have to go to the well, he didn't need simanim, the one that asked, the one that... This is all extra for Yitzhak Avinu. But he prayed that it should happen this way. Hakreh na lefanai ayom. Anyway, what happens... I'm going to go to the water. The one that offers, that I tell her, Atina Kadech Veshte, and she's going to say, not only you drink, that's the one. And that's how I know. So you give a very easy siman. The one that says, that I ask her to drink, and she says, not only you're going to drink, I'll give to the camels as well. Finished. He didn't even finish talking yet. He's running. And then he learns from Avraham Avinu. I don't have a problem with running. He learns from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is always running. The mitzvot. And he has it also. Zariz. Bayarot. Nikrata. And he starts the plan. Hagmihini na me'atmai mekadech. Some water, please. Vatomer shete adoni. Yes, my pleasure. Vatemaher. She's also rushing. I don't know why she's rushing. She didn't learn that from Lavan. Or Betuel. The Atlanin. The Kaslanin. But she's rushing also. Okay, so she's a good match. Vetemaev. Vetoret kada al yada. Vetashkehu. Okay, she gives him to drink. Vatecha lashkoto, vatomer gam nigmalecha eshav. And I give you camels also. Adim kidu deshtot. Bingo. Bingo. Vatemaher. Vatemaher again, vatemaher. Vatehar kada lashoket. She puts it in the zeng. Vatar otso veshov, vateshav lechol gemalav. That's it. What does it say now? It should say that Eliezer tells Borei Olam, Baruch Hashem, Hashem lo Azav Hasdo, V'Amito, Mim Adonai Abraham, And it should say, he bows, and he should say, he says, thank you. That's it. The siman is there. It's exactly like Eliezer said it. It couldn't have been a better execution of the siman. And what's the pasuk say? The ish mishta'ela. He's wondering. That she says, mishtomem u'mitbahel. What is he wondering? Lada'at ha'esliyach Hashem darko im lo. That's the Zed HaGol im lo. He's not sure yet. You're not sure yet. You gave a siman, the siman came out better than anybody's expectations. And Eliezer now is second guessing. Yeah, I don't know. And then she says, he says, who are you? Is there a place to sleep? Don't we have straw for the animals? Now, he bows to God. Baruch Hashem Elokei Adonai Abraham Shelo Azav Chazon Amito. Very strange, huh? You read it every year, and then you start to analyze it, and you don't understand exactly Eliezer's behavior. Fine. He goes into Lavan's house, Betuel's house. Baruch Hashem, Lama Tamod Bachos, why are you standing outside? Come inside so I can rob you, so I can mug you, so I can take all your, so I can open up your luggage and take everything that belongs to you. What are you standing outside? That's what Lavan says. Come inside. We'll carry your luggage. We'll carry the luggage for you. Hey, So anyway, he goes in the house. They tell him, eat something. I'm not eating till I speak my words. And God bless my master. He gave him all this type of stuff. And he has a bay, he had a son, Yitzhak. And he made me swear. And I got to go to the house of his family. And I said, maybe she's not going to want to go. No, don't worry, you're going to have success. Now listen to the Pesukim. He's telling now Lavan the story. And I came today to the water. That's what I told Dr. Pinchas yesterday when I came in for my eye surgery. Va'omar, Hashem Elohe Adoni Abraham, im yesh kanam masiyat darkei shulchei olecha, ve'eni ochi nisam alel ha'mayim, ve'aya alma yoset l'shov, the girl that comes out to draw water, ואמרתי אלה שכיני נם מעט מים מקדך, and I'm going to ask her for some water, ואמרה אליי, גם אתה שתה. מה זה גם אתה שתה? מה זה also? מה זה גם? שצא, ואמרה אליי, שתה, וגם לגמליך. So the camels already are included, but Eliezer said, and she's going to say to me, גם אתה שתה. So now she asks this question. Now she says, "Gam ata, gam lerabot anashim she'imo." Oh, there's no item here. We never knew this. We never knew this part of the story. That Rivka, that Eliezer also put into the stipulation that not only she's going to offer to me to drink, she's going to offer all the entourage to drink, and she's also going to offer. And he's going for the camels. Oh. So now already there's a problem already. Now there's a problem. Because if that's the case, then really the Fka did not execute. Because we don't see anywhere in the Pesukim that she gave the men to drink. All we see is ויערוץ בתומר שתה בתחל השקוטו גם לגמליך אשאב. Period. And when we hear the story, when Eliezer is telling the story over, he says, by the way, I wanted her to give me and the men, and there's nowhere documented anywhere over here.
Don't say anything then.
So make up your own story then. I'm following the book. I can only read what the book says. The book says she gave the Eliezer. The book says she gave the camel. You want to come along and say, of course she gave the men. Okay, that's it, finished. Of course. But why doesn't it say it? On the contrary, tell me that she gave the men before you gave the camels. The men are more important than the camels. You're jumping to the camels. But don't tell me anything. Don't tell me that she gave you the Eliezer then, according to you. Just say she gave the camels. And I'll say, of course she gave you the Eliezer. She gave the camels, of course she gave you the Eliezer. But the pasuk says she gave you the Eliezer. So we're not making kal vachomer over here. So she didn't give the men. It's nowhere in the pasuk that she gave them, but that was in the Ezra Siman. I'll continue. Va'avo ayom, he says to Laban, I came today. Va'avo ayom ela'ayin, I came today. So that she writes, Va'avo ayom, I came today. What do you mean you came today? It takes 2 weeks to get from where Eliezer was to Betuel. It's a 2 week trip. Va'avo ayom, ayom yatsati va'ayom bati. So he says a chiddush. He says, I left today, and I arrived today. Mikan shekavsa lo ha'aris. He had kepisat ha'derech. He had a miracle happen to him. He got there in record time. A 2 week trip became 1 day. Mikan shekavsa lo ha'derech. And now that she continues, Amar Rabbi Aha says, Yafeh sihatan shel avdei avot mitoratan shel banim. That the words of the servants of the avot are even more precious than the Torah of the children. Why? Shere parasha shel Eliezer kifula b'Torah. The parasha of Eliezer is written 3 times. When Abraham made the deal with him, Eliezer goes to execute and he repeats it. So you keep on repeating the same. The whole parasha, 57 pesukim, all talk about the same. 60 pesukim, all the same. V'harbe gufei Torah shlo natnu ela b'rimiza. And there's a lot of mitzvot that are learned from an extra hair or an extra vav. How do you know how many walls you put in a sukkah? Maskat, basukot, from a vav, from not a vav. That's the laws of the Torah. That's a law, midoraita. And then you get it from a vav or not vav. And Eliezer, well, this is a story, no, the Torah spills ink like there's no tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Yafeh sihatan shel avdei avot, the conversations of avdei avot is even greater than the Torah of the children. Yes? Shabbat is one pasuk. Eliezer's story, whole parasha. There's no parashat Shabbat, but there's parashat Chayesra, which talks about the whole Shidduch of Yitzhak Abinu, 60 pesukim. Yes? Question over here, and this is Rashi that we read it. 1,000 times we read it, but we never been dayek. Amar Rabbi Acha, יפה שיחתן של עבדי אבות. מה זה עבדי אבות? עבד. מה זה עבדי אבות? יתור גמרו בהיר אליעזר. That the Torah is going out of its way to say, look how many times the story of Eliezer is repeated over and over, and he tells the story to Laban, and he repeats the whole thing over. We don't need to hear this repeat over here. Just let him go to Laban's house. And we know the story already. Ditto. We have to give the 10 more bits to keep the time exactly what happened. So it's saying that the Torah endears the speech of the servants of the Avot. But the servants. It's not Avdei Avot. It's Eved. Eved Abraham.
Rabbi, maybe you could say from here that you learn out the Avodat Hashem in Eliezer.
That?
I go to town with this. But from Eliezer serving on the Amavino and saying over how many times he served on the Amavino, we learn out that's how you're supposed to serve Hashem.
I accept. But what's Avdei Avot? He's Eved. Plural. Mazi Avdei. Mazi Eved. Eved. Eved Avraham. Avdei. And it's greater than Toratan Shel Banim. In all due respect. It's a beautiful story. You tell me this story is better than the Torah Shel Banim. This story is higher than a mitzvah. The smallest mitzvah in the Torah is greater than all these stories over here. What are you talking about? The mitzvah is mitzvot. This story has no bearings. It's a story. The mitzvot and the mitzvot. Oh, you see, this is Ip Mitzvah. Tanshel Banim. Yes, somebody. What's more important? To have a kosher sukkah or the story over here of Eliezer? No, it's Eliezer, of course. It's the Pasul sukkah. Don't worry about sukkah. The main thing is Yafesh Hazam Mitzvah Tanshel Banim. It's more important than even the Torah of the children. It's a story. It's a beautiful story. You tell me this is better. Yafesh Hazam. So now we'll tell stories all day long. Forget about the Torah. The explanation is said by the rabbi called Pardes Yosef. It's based on what says by Pardes Yosef. Pardes Yosef quotes the Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida on Daf Ayin. Okay, remember. The Gemara is talking. Halakha. Halakha says, oh. The halakha says over here that a person is not allowed to use a ketana, a service. Why is he not allowed to use a ketana for service? You shouldn't use a girl. Ben ketana, ben gedola for service, to do a favor for you or something. You shouldn't tell a girl. Why over here? What's the problem over here? Why shouldn't you be able to ask a girl to do a favor for you over here? So the Mefarshim say, because it's it leads to Hergel Avera. And Shulchan Aruch brings it down in the halakha. En mishammeshim mekatan or be'isha. Do it yourself or go tell a boy. Don't start making a connection between you and a girl to do service. Because what happens? You get close. What happens when a person has a job? And they're doing it, there's a lady with him, and she's doing the job with him. It brings kirba. They have a kid's relationship. Oh, you accomplished it. Oh, we did it. Hey, we accomplished it. Oh. And they come to some party in the office, and there's a connection already. So the Gemara says, be careful. Gemara says, be careful. Oh. Huh?
That's why she didn't give him the water.
Baruch Adonai Olam Amen. Heard it. You understand what he said?
No.
So the halakha says, אין ממשמשים בקטנה, שלא יבוא לידי הרגל. However, the halakha says that that's only when the girl is ra'ui to be'a. When she's ra'uya for a relation. That doesn't start till 3 years old. That's the thing. 3 years old, she's ra'uya to be'a. Maybe she can't get pregnant, but she's ra'uya to be'a. 3 years old. Less than three is not a problem. Why is less than three not a problem? She's not the way on the B.R., so no one's, it's not going to lead to mixed dancing in that case. What's going to happen? She's less than three. I'll get a car, you want to be so an infant? So less than three, the halakha says it's okay. Three and up, you don't relate to this because we live in a different society. In those days over there, listen, don't kid yourself. Today's also a lot of perverts out there also, by the way. So don't kid yourself. You say it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply because you don't think it applies. But there's a lot of crazy people out there that the three-year-old, they get excited from a three-year-old. Don't figure. You have to worry about those people also. But we're not talking about it from that standpoint. Again, what I'm saying in general, you have to be careful. Anybody that has an issue with women, you're going to get into trouble eventually. He's vulnerable. But don't even get involved. Ketana, do me this, do me that. I did it. I came back. All of a sudden, you have a thing going on over here. And then, you know, before you know it. So the Pardes Yosef says, a big chidush. Pardes Yosef says, how old was Rivka when she got married to Yitzchak? She was three. So he says, since she was three, when is it become Asura? When you're 3 and 1 day. 3 years and 1 day she becomes Asura. So that day that Eliezer got to the well, she's 3 years old. The next day he brought her back. The next day she got engaged to Yitzhak. So that day that he got there is exactly... She's 3 years old. So as long as she's 3 years old, she's allowed to serve according to the halakha. But the pasuk says she got there le'et erev. She got there close to the night. And close to the night, once already the night comes, she's 3 years, 1 day, and once she's 3 and 1 day, that's it, she can't serve nobody. That's why the pasuk says, v'temaher, 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 v'temaher. Because she knows once nightfall happens, then not going to be able to serve. You understand what's happening over here according to Pardes Yosef? He found this Gemara and he connected this Gemara to this whole story, and this is the key to open up the whole no sugya. So he writes, so watch what happens. Watch what happens. It's it is, it's camels.
Okay.
You're right. It really is. So what happens? So when they're running and they're doing all these type of things just to get it before the Shikiyah, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev says a chiddush on this parasha. He says that if you look at the pesukim over here, it says, "Vatome shete Adoni, vatemaher vatoret kada, vatechal lashkoto, vatomer gam ligmalecha eshav." When it came to over here, when it came to giving Eliezer, it says vatashkehu. He gave her the drink, vatashkehu. When it comes to the camels, the pasuk says ishav. It doesn't say anywhere before that she drew any water. All it says is vayarotza eved, give me some water. Vatome sheteh, vatemaher, vatoret kada, vatoret kada al yada vatashkehu. She put a cup in the well, vatashkehu. Yes, vatashkehu. Vatechal lashkoto, after she gave them, oh, it's the gamnik mech eshav. מה זה ישב? So the Levi Yitzchak Medisha says something happened over here. She says, Eliezer saw a miracle happen, that when he got to the well, the water rose up. The water rose to her. So she never had to draw this car. When she got there over Manik, the elevator goes up, the water comes to her. But what happened? Because originally she didn't know Eliezer was coming. So she got to the well, the water rose to her, she took the water, all of a sudden, now, Eliezer says, and she's offering now to give to the camels. So the Levi Yitzchak Medishev says, that when it comes to mitzvot, the key of the mitzvah is the tzedakah in the mitzvah. The key to the mitzvah is the tzedakah. God's not going to make a miracle now and let the water rise up so she can have an easier time fulfilling the chesed. Till now, she's drawing water for herself. Drawing water for yourself, good luck. We'll make miracles all day long. But once already it came to the law of the camels, that's already gemilut hasadim. Gemilut hasadim, borei olam says lefum tzara agra. So all of a sudden, v'techal ashkoto from the waters that rose, v'tomer gam nigmalecha ishav. Now that she sees, as she goes back to her, the water went all the way down. Oh, she understood right away. This is Sorech Mitzvah. After the Sorech Mitzvah, we have to draw, which means like this. She originally thought that the water is going to rise up. The water rises up. How long is it going to take to give them water? She'll give Eliezer water. She'll give the men water. She'll give the camels water. But all of a sudden, it's le'et erev, and now all of a sudden she sees that it's not working with the elevator anymore. It's working derech she'iba, so there's not going to be enough time to draw all these waters over here in order to get everybody satisfied. Oh, everybody quenched. That's why Pasuz Batimaher. Matanos od lamel lishov, batishav. Keep on saying batishov, batishav. But this next minute is a chedush to nefkah. She never did this before. But the fum sa'ara agra, and therefore she's v'ha'ish mishta'e. But Eliezer is mishta'e. He's confused. Because at the end of the day, his siman did not come true. Because she didn't give the men. You understand? We asked before, what do you mean? The best. She gave the camel, she gave Eliezer. Yeah, but we learned that later on. The gam. That the gam, she has to give the men. And she doesn't give the men. So now Eliezer said, well listen, she might have an excuse why she's not giving the men. She might have hadushim, not hadushim. But at the end of the day, that wasn't the siman. The siman was that she has to give the men over here. Yeah, you have to say that, because if he said it by Lavan, he probably meant it when he said it above, because otherwise, then he sotered himself. So when he repeats it to Lavan, he tells him exactly what he meant. He says, "Beferush, I said, v'gam aneshi b'shirito." So that's what he meant when he said it originally. So now all of a sudden, she's shoev. Come sunset, close to sunset, because it's le'et ayirif. Le'et ayirif. Yes, le'et ayirif. So now the Mephashim go on to say like this. The clock is ticking. Yeah, the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. So Eliezer gets a drink first. No problem. He sees the sun. The sun's still up. No problem. He's good. She starts giving the camels. Why doesn't she give the men before the camels? Give the men before the camels. You gave Eliezer before the camels, yes? Because he asked. He said, I can have water. No problem. So she's saying, not only am I give you, I'm giving you the boys, the entourage, and the camels. Boom, she goes right to the camels. Just an explanation.
But the Mefarshim say,
you have to remember, they didn't have atomic clocks in those days. They didn't have Rabbi Gable's calendar. They didn't have Zmanim.com. So they know, it's 6:43 in 21 seconds. And they're looking at the sun. So they knew already over here that a miracle happened to them. They see that they're traveling, and they see they got there in one day. So they realized if Hashem made this miracle to get there in one day, because they knew that this is the third, this is the 3-year day. This is the day why they're rushing over here, because this is the day. And after this day, this miracle cannot happen. After this day, it cannot happen. So watch with the Avadim. Now this is extrapolation now. This is not, I have no proof to this. I have to make up, you're making up a story. I'm also making up a story now. But you have to make up a story that fits. That's the idea. Everybody can make up stories. So what happened to the Avadim? The Avadim come along and they tell Eliezer, we don't know, it's a fake. Pass. We're not interested in this over. We're worried, Hashem, we should be over on the Isur Midrabanan from the Gemara. Asur, you already were the first one. You were the first one. For the camels, okay, like you said, camels, okay, so big camels are part. But we're not getting involved in this. So the Avadim of Eliezer, they come along and they say, we'd rather not. We'd rather not. Now, rather not is the greatest indication of what? Of Yirat Shamayim. That's Yirat Shamayim already. That we don't want to even come close to a girl because she might be in sunset. So piss. What Yirat Shamayim over here? What Yirat Shamayim? Wow. So, the truth of the matter is, that's what Rashi means when he says, Yafesi Hatan Shel Avde Avot. That's the Avde Avot. The Avde Avot, not Eliezer. The Avde Avot is the Avadim. The Avadim, that they came along, and they're so worried that husbands shouldn't be over in Isur, and they shouldn't have Shalom. So therefore that's why, that comes ready to give a hebe kavod. Safek barakon lakir. Give it to the camera. Wow. Why is that greater mitoratan shel banim? Because the Gemara says many times, like we learned in Masechet Shabbat, Aflamed Aleph, the name of Rish Lakish. V'haya emunot itecha chosid yeshuot chokma badat. Emunot ze seder zera'im. Itecha ze seder moed. Hosen ze seder nashim. Yeshuot ze seder nezikim. Hosen yeshuot. Chokma ze seder kadashim. Vada'at ze seder taharot. So the pasuk clearly is talking about a guy. V'haya emunot itecha hosen yeshuot. Chokma vada'at. The pasuk is talking about somebody that's a baki in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Did you get a better guy? No, don't Shisha Mishnah. Taharot. Who knows Mishnayot Taharot? You can't even read the Mishnayot. Forget about understanding them. They're so complicated, the Mishnayot of Taharot. And we have a guy over in the Navi Yeshaya says, he's Baki Bechol Shisha Sidre Mishnah. And what's the end of the Pasuk say? Yirat Hashem Hi Otsaro. So Rish Lakish says, which means all the Mishnayot and all the learning and all the Hadi and all everything, but without Yirat Shamayim, what was it worth? That means Yirat Shamayim is the highest. Yirat Hashem, Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem. Without Yirat Shamayim, you have nothing. Yirat Shamayim is the greatest. That's the entry to all the mitzvot. Before you have mitzvot, you can have the nicest sukkah, but you don't have Yirat Shamayim, so what's your sukkah worth? The guy's building beautiful sukkah, but the guy is not, you know, you're not shamayim. So what's all the mitzvot worth over here? That's what the Gemara says. One time one of the rabbis says, beware of this rabbi, shehu gevar chetin. He's afraid of sin, he's yarat Hashem. Dehal chetin, he's afraid of sin. So the other rabbi says, him, he's gevar orian. He's a great rabbi in Torah. So the other rabbi tells him, I told you something greater, you tell me something lower. I told you he's the Ahal Hatin, you tell me he's Givar Uriyan. What is it? You downgraded the guy. I'm telling you, you're Hashem, you tell me he learns Torah. Which means the rabbis always understood that Yiret Hashem is great. And that's what it means. Yafesi Hatan Shel Avdei Avot. Because what do you learn from Hatan Shel Avdei Avot? Yiret Shamayim, that they're scared, they don't want to transgress. Maybe she's three in one, maybe we're not allowed. That's greater than Toratan Shel Banim. Because for a tension, Benin, you don't see that Shamayim, you just see dry laws. Oh. And this is why, when it says, Ve'avo Ayom, that's why that she says, in this Rashi, that she says, Yafes Yihatan. Why did Rashi wait to tell me Yafes Yihatan till here? I mean, already, before you get to this pasuk, there's a lot of extra words already. That she could have told me on page one, by the way, this parasha already is superfluous. Yafes Yihatan. He waits until this pasuk, Va'avo ayom el ayin, ayom yatzati v'ayom bati, mikan shekatso la'aris, when he's discussing the miracle that there was kifisata that they got there today, so that she says, Yafes Yihatan, because that's where you see the Yafes Yihatan. The fact that they got there that day was an indication that she must have been 3 years old that day. As they got there, I heard it. So the fact that they saw Hayom Yatzati, Hayom Bati, and therefore we don't see anywhere that they offered to drink. So Mikan, as she says, Yafes Yihatan Shel Avdei Avot Metoratan Shel Banim. It's from this. It's right over here is where you see it. Here's where you see the Yafes Yihatan. That's the Hiddush of the Yirat Shamayim, of the Avdei Avot. And for that, the Torah says, to talk about Yirat Shamayim, that's what we'll talk. Now, you also see from this parasha, you don't have to go to the Avadakta now, but we'll just say one more Hiddush on the way. Yeah, because he didn't fulfill it.
She didn't do it,
so therefore he was still hedging. So then when she comes along and says, Bat Mi'at, who are you? Bat Betuel Anochi, Bat Blah 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 Blah, and then she invites everybody to come to the house. So therefore, at that point, she says, oh, she's not doing it because she's a Kamsanit, she's not doing it because she invited everybody to come to the house. Ela, it's a lachik, it's a lachik. So therefore, he has it.
And he said that she fed my men.
No, she didn't say she fed. She said, I asked her. You saw what I asked. And I said, the one that comes, so there you see the clear. So it, without the repetition, you don't get the whole story. In the repetition, you see what he asked for. And then only after, but me add, but to add, da, 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 da. Then he said, oh, everything works out okay there. But we learned also something else from this episode over here. This is the template for Shidduchim. This is the parashah of Shidduchim. So that means, if you trust that the Torah has the best way, that Takenenu Be'etzah Tovah Melefanecha, the Torah, the Zohar says, is etzot, it's filled with advice. The book of advice. All the mitzvot of the Torah are actually giving advice to a person. The Torah means instruction. The Horot Natan. So if you follow the instruction of the Torah, so first of all you see that the Torah says that for Shidduchim it's good to have a middleman, to have a Shadchan. That's what you see. I mean, Yitzhak could have said in the Pasuk, and Yitzhak went to a party in the summer, and he saw a girl that was drunk, and that's our system. So I mean, we're not going to get any system. But I didn't say that. Torah says what? Torah says Shadchan. Shadchan is very important. People think Shadchan, it's the fiddler on the roof. Shadchan is old-fashioned. We're in the modern world over here. But the people that only follow the Torah way, the people that only listen to the Torah way, and they realize that using a middleman in the biggest business deals, they always have a middleman. There's always somebody in the middle to bring the parties together. There's always a broker. There's always somebody in the middle over here to bring the people together. He said, she said, lie a little over here, lie a little over there, to bring the people. Shadchan Rashi Tevo, Sheker Dover Kesef Noter. Shadchan. But that's the job. So therefore you need the middleman to push it through, to make it work. You also see something else in the story over here. That is the point that I want to make today, at least. And I'm not going to an extreme either, but there has to be somewhere in the middle, probably. In the way they do it today, in the regular world, outside of, let's say, the world of yeshivot and olam haTorah, the couple dates for a year. Date and date and another date and another date. Da, 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 da. And then they get engaged another 6 months. Why so much dating? Why so much dating? So they're coming along to say, I'll tell you the logic. We want to see if she's compatible. We want to know. We got to know. We got a blind date. Let's go get married. Got to have the condition. First girl I see in the street. Yeah, that's extreme. I agree. They go out and go out and go out and go out to see compatibility. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret. No, I'm going to tell you a secret. Not right away. No girl is compatible with a boy. A boy is a boy and a girl is, but they're different. They're different. They're not compatible. What you have to look for in a girl is midot, yirat shamayim, dan lechav zichut, sanua, and the main items. She's different than you. Forget it. The compatibility you're not going to find. Boy's a boy, girl's a girl. So what happens when a person gets married? The miracle happens. Then a kadosh baruch who comes in the marriage and brings them together. The ma'at samal le'ima ubim. You need siyam tadosh rav Hashem to bring opposites together. So you're looking compatible. What are you looking for? You're looking for the cloud. She's not like you at the end of the day. So you have to look at her. She's pretty. That takes 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. I have to see if she smells. Okay, that takes 1 day. I have to see if, whatever you're looking for, you can figure out in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What do you need a year for? What's the year? Any surprises? They're going to be surprises. And what, if the guy goes out here, there's no surprises? The over-dating is not good. Because it only eventually, if a person is dating, and then there's no progression. So it's stuck. It becomes stuck in the mud. And that gets stale. Assuming that they're keeping the laws to a certain degree. The guy has certain scruples, not going to make averot before he gets married. So therefore, now already, the relationship, we did it. We took it to every hotel, we drank, we went to every kosher restaurant, every airport lounge, every, and now what? Okay, that's it. Nothing else to do. That's it. We stop. Now we're going to go out for a year. Now we continue dating for a year. But what? Yes, so it's okay, you know what? We're going to go out only once a week. And then we go out twice a week. And then after you make hashbonot, the formulas to keep it exciting. Okay, don't call me every night. You call me once a month. You have to create new mechanisms to keep the item fresh. It's not healthy. That's over. But maybe I'm wrong. They go back to the first Shiduk in the Torah. Rivka comes back to Yitzhak. Yitzhak looks at her. to look at her, because as soon as Adam she can see Shah Chirena. He looks, no problem. All the other stuff was done already. And the Ezra says, green light on everything else. Midot, Erecheret, Kavod, Sini'ut, Haizet, check. Everything's good. The one last thing is missing. You gotta look at her. As soon as Adam is the Kaddish Shah Chirena. So he looks at her. Boom. Arat the Kaddish Shah Chirena. The Matov. Now that's extreme. You're right. Because at the end of the day, the things that he's looking for are there. So what is the guy looking for a year? What do you think he's going to, what is he looking for? What is he looking for in a year of dating? What is he looking for? Stop. And it only leads to... So basically they were married for a year already. It's back. It doesn't work now. The Hasidim, they go to the other extreme. They go, they sit in the room over there with their parents watching them, with the camera on them, Okay, that's already also, for us it sounds extreme. For them it works somehow. I'm not saying it's not a derech. It works. So it's somewhere in the middle. They go after a few months, 2 months, 3 months, for many minutes. But you see over here, and that teaches us this musar over here, that the over socialization on a date at a certain point works against the couple. Okay, we'll stop over here. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Rabbi Hanina B'Kasha Amer, Asaf HaKadosh Kuri Seh, Rabbi Chakirba, Le'en, Trosu, Shaham, Bukh, Nisman, Sitko, Zitzorah, Be'adi.